That was Mole the Godish, piled to the top of Terus. And the Kisu Hela, there was a cover for it. Or Kimin Metulius, Hoyu Olam Mamala. It was like a talent, Metutulis, on top. That's how the cover was, on top. Now, this what it says here, O Kimin Metutelis, Hoyu Olam, Metutelis means like a piece of a nice cloth, was on top with to cover it. Like a small cloth covered it. Now, some say the covering on top was on top of the bozich, and some say kisa was on the kaf. So how exactly it was, there was a bozich, there was a smaller one that actually held the keteras itself. But they were afraid that some of it would spill over, so that's why the bozich, the smaller one, was in a bigger ladle, so if it spilled over, it went into the kaf. So how come we just don't have it in the kaf alone? So they said, because it's nicer to look, molly the goddess. It's like to have this keteras, this measurement to be all piled up, and the gadol like piled up to the top. That's what happened in the smaller spoon. In a Mishnah Hey, the Flam and Gimel, it says the Misha Zocha b'Machto, the kind that was Zocha to carry up this shovel, is not all Machto Sakesef. He took a silver shovel, the all of the Russian Zocha went up to the top of the Mizbech Hachitzoim, and Upinas Gecholim, he pushed aside the Gecholim, the coals there, Helef, Helef, there and there, V'chotan, it took a nice shovelful of the coals from the middle, nice burning coals. Yorad, he went down, V'eirun l'torech shazor, then he spilled over those coals into a golden shovel. And nispaz v'menuk kav g'cholim, he lost like one kav g'cholim. In other words, the silver one was a kav bigger than the golden one. The golden one was only, because the silver one had four carbon, and the gold one only had three carbon. It's like one carb of the coals spilled over. And they would spread that, they would like broom, sweep it along into the into the flow of water that went through the Beit HaMikdash. So they would like sweep away that carb of coals that fell on the floor there. Over Shabbos, what happened on Shabbos? They would just cover it up with a kli. Because on Shabbos you can't throw it into water, you can't put out the coals. Now, ufsachter hoisa kli godol, the sachter was called a big kli. It was like a big seer, a big plate it was, big pot it was. And marzekes lesach, it held a lesach, that's a hefa of a kur, which is 90 kav, that's how much it holds, 15 saw. And ushtei shashrosh hoyibur had two chains on this big kli, this sachter. Achashu Moshech Bo, if you had one that he pulled it up and lowered it down, the Yachashu Eichas Bo Malmalim, one that he held it on top, the Shlosh let his goggle that it should not move around. So, they used to use this to be Murray take down the Deshin from the Mizbeach. That's what they used to use this big thing for. So, he used to have it with chains to pull it up, pull it down. But now, on Shabbos, he used to use it to cover up these coals that fell on the floor. Now, says this dikli, this psachter, they use for three different things. That koypenois agabi cholim, like over here, if on Shabbos you had these coals, they would use this dikli to cover it up with. Or else the sherets, they found the sherets, a dead creeping thing in the Beis HaMikdash, also they covered up the Shabbos. And who would then they also use it to take down the deshen, the ashes from the mizbeach. These are three things used to use this big psachter. Now Mishnah Vov, Hegiyo ben ulum l'mizbeach. Now the kohen or these two kahanim that was zeich with the keteris, the one that was zeich with the machta and the one that was zeich with the keteris, they both came now in between the ulam and the mizbeach. Not the lecher of Masgrave, for one of them took with them a big shovel, the Zork, and he threw it, the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, he threw it down there on the floor, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And Odom, Shemeya Kol Chaveru B'Yishalayim, Mikol HaMagrave, like that voice, that dying was so loud, that people talking in Yishalayim could not hear themselves once. Coming down the Shtachva to bow down, that's in the Heichel. He would, the people outside the Azorah, we'd know that the Kohanim are coming to bow down now in the Heichel, like we'll see later. V'uratzu bo, other Kohanim will come running and also bow down. U'ben Levi, shushimei askelu, who wasn't for Ben Levi,
heard this big bang, Yodei he knew Shechav HaLevim Nechnos Mutabe B'Shirim, as he also made this big bang before the Levim went to say Shirim. So Levi would hear that noise, would know he has to come and say Shirim. V'Rotz the boy would come running to say the Shirim. V'Rosh HaMaimit HaYimaimit Esat Tmeim B'Shar HaMizuch. Who Adin, the Rosh Maimit, that was a special one that was in charge. He was like Kishlicha, he was like the Tzliach of Kol Yisrael, B'Shash Tkabonis HaTzibur. He would be Maimed, he would be standing on the here the Kol Magreifa, and he would tell to the Kahanim that were Tamu our Shahar Mizrach of the Azara, and he would tell them he would tell them like to be there. Since Machlokes, what he did was he made all the Kahanim stand there on the Shahar Mizrach that were Tameim. So some to the time was to embarrass them, that if they said they should not become Tamu again, be careful. Or rather, some said of the Achashad, that people should not be choshed there, and that they don't want to come do the avoid because the stam be mevata the melachim. So they used to all be there by this shah. People could tell that the reason why they're not coming is because they're tameim. Yeah, perek shishi. Then it says hechelu oilum b'maylus ulam. Now these two kahana that was zeichu with the k'teris, they started to go up. There's 12 steps between to go up to ulam. So they went up these 12 steps. The two Kahanim that was there before want to clean out the inside Mizbech and want to clean out the Menorah, they will go now first before these two Kahanim brought the Keteris in. So Misha Zocha B'dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the one that was there with the Mizbech HaPnimi, Nichnas went in, the not less Atani took that basket that he took in with him to put all the issues into. Vishtachavoya, he would bow down in the Hechel, the Yotzin go out. The same thing, Mishazocha B'dishna Menorah, the one that was Zeichot to clean out the Menorah, also Nichnas would go in. Umotza, now, when he went into the Menorah, he found now Umotza Shnei Neris and Mizrachas Dolkim. He found now the two east are Neris the lit. So now, Midashnes HaMizrachi, cleaned out the Mizrachi. Or Menichas HaMarovidov, he left the second one. That was the second to the Mizrach, like the second one, which is towards the Marav side, he left that still burning. That was called the Ner Maravi. Shemimenu, from that one, Hoyamadlakes to Menorah. They would light the Menorah by evening, Ben Habayim. So that's, if it was still lit, he left that one lit. When did he clean it out? Whenever it went out. But let's say Motze Shekov, let's say when he came in now, he found both Neris out. So very good. Then Midash, no, he would clean them both. And he would light them again in Mizbech Oile, who take off a fire from the outside Mizbech and light these two Neris. Not less Hakud, then he would take his, like the pitcher that he cleaned out the menorah with, even from the morning, from the other five Neris. Mimalish Nia, from the second step that he left it on. Vishtachvi would bow down. Vyotza, go out of the Hechel. So that's what these two Kahanim did it right now before they brought the Keteris. Then it says, Mishnebeis, Misha Zocha B'machta, the kind that was Zocha to hold the machta, the shovel, of these coals that you took off the Mizbech HaChitzon, that they can bring in and now inside the Pnim. So whoever was Zocha with that machta, Tzovres HaGecholim, he like piled up the Gecholim, he made a pile of Gecholim in the machta, Agabi HaMizbech, on top of the Mizbech HaPnim in the Hechol. But Riddadon B'Shuliya Machti, like spread it out nicely with the bottom of his Kli of the machta. Vishtachva, he bowed down the Yotz, went out. That was his avoidah. His avoidah was to take the coals from the outside Mizbeach and spread it out nicely on the inside Mizbeach. Now Mishneh Gimel, Mishazocha the Keteris, the Kohen that was able to do the Keteris, Hoyunoiteles HaBozach. He took the Bozach, Mitoich HaKaf. The Bozach was the small ladle that had the Keteris inside it, out of the big spoon called the Kaf. So he took the Bozach, Mitoich HaKaf, and he had a friend with him, or a relative he had with him, and he gave it him. So he gave now the calf, the big one, he gave to his friend. Now, he spread it out, the keteris that was in the bozach, the keteris that he had in the small ladle, he now spilled it out into the big calf that his friend was holding. And now his friend like would pour it back into his hands, into his palms. So that's the way he spilled the keteris on the Mizbeach, was from his hands. So they spilled the keteris back into his hands, two hands full. They would teach him like and tell him, be very careful. Is now you're going to lower down and spread the keteris on top of the burning coals, be careful not to burn yourself. So Shema Taskul Fanechwa, do not start right in front of you and go further away. You shouldn't burn yourself. When you start to put the service down, like the smoke starts to come up, it can burn you. So rather, like, put your hands further away from you and start pouring the service down there and then come closer towards you, like your hand won't get be burnt that way. So you should teach him, be careful. Hiskel then Miradeh, he would like make sure all the terrace was smoothed out on the coals, like burning nicely. So Yitzchak, then he also go out of the Heichel. Now Lahoya Hamakti Matir, the one that was supposed to burn now these Keteris bread on top of the coals, he did not do this. Shemamun Aimullah, and to the Mamun told him, Hakter, burn it, he had a way to get Rishus. Imhoya Kohen Gadol, if that say was a Kohen Gadol doing it, that was doing the Keteris, then Hamamun Aimullah, the superintendent, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter, they would tell him like the covered, he would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, go and now burn the Keteris. Perishuam, all the people went away, all the Kanam around there near the Ulam, Ulam Mizbeach, they all went out of that spot between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, the Shasta Ketera, because like the Pasuk says, Cholodom Liyah B'yomer B'voy L'chapa B'kodesh. So Perishuam, the Hikter, so this Kohen now burnt the Keteris, Vishtachvo, he bowed down there in the Heichol, and then the Yotzi also went out. So that's where they finished the Avoid of the Keteris.